This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to this Joy 94.9 podcast. Radiothon is now on, and we need your support. This is our one time a year that we ask you to support Joy so we can continue being a voice for the LGBTI community of Melbourne and beyond. By becoming a member, renewing your membership, or donating to Joy, you will keep out loud and proud LGBTI voices on air and on podcast, and around 50 volunteers work hard around the clock to make them available. We hope you enjoy this podcast. Then we hope you head to joy.org.au to find out how you can support us this radiothon. We still need Joy. Your voice, your radio station.
Now, James Bond.
James Bond.
Daniel Craig. Now, we all know it's pretty much confirmed that he's back.
Yes. Nothing else to say.
No. So he's, even though he'd already said, you know, I will not come back.
They offered him enough money.
That's right. It's all a bargaining chip. But one of the other ones who was put up as possible if he hadn't have come back was Tom Hiddleston.
Loki. The Thor movies.
That's right. The one who was, you know, diddling
pretend dating Taylor Swift.
You know, they had sex a couple of times and it turned into a romance.
Did they, though? Did they?
Yeah.
Oh, you reckon?
Yeah.
Oh.
She went there.
Oh.
But the producer, Barbara Broccoli, has popped up and said a couple of things, and I'm going to say it.
For James Bond, Barbara Broccoli. Yes. Yes, of course. Wife of Cubby.
The late. Mm. The late, the great. And she, bitch doesn't hold back.
Oh, really?
Ooh, she got the claws out in regard to Tom Hiddleston.
Oh, so he obviously auditioned and did the whole interview, yes, I'm interested.
I don't know.
Oh.
We don't know how far it all got,
right.
But she wasn't obviously too impressed with him. Here's what she said about him. He's a bit too smug and not tough enough to play James Bond.
Oh.
Back in your corner.
So that's it. He's done. He's out of the race.
He will never, ever be James Bond.
While there's a broccoli in charge of the consortium.
As long as the veggies are in charge, she's safe. Or he's out. Taylor Swift's gone on a bit of a hiatus. She's vanished from everything. Apparently she's working on new material.
Would it be rude if I said I hadn't actually noticed?
No, it's fine.
I'm supposed to know these things. I'm a music director.
She's in that.
I guess I was just taking a bit of a breath because every second of last year, it was like
was
another
everywhere.
single. You know,
tenth
single lifted from 1989, the album. It'll be another top 10 hit. I'm over. You know, can we have no Taylor Swift singles for all? Well,
yes.
Apparently that's what's happened.
Yes, we can.
And I was obviously relieved, didn't know why.
Well, she's apparently taking her lead from Ed Sheeran and she's gone on a bit of a quiet patch.
Oh, God.
And no, not in that sort of a way. She's gone on a quiet patch so she can work on her new material and also find some new friends because hasn't she got a posse of
girls that love her and hang around, and
they all moved on from her.
Oh.
She became a bit less popular than she was.
I thought she was the popular girl, you know.
She was. And then she wasn't.
She's a bit like Lindsay Lohan in Mean Girls. She lost the in with the cool girls.
Kind of, but no.
Because, I mean, comparing Taylor and Swift and Lindsay Lohan is just fun.
That's going to get you a lawsuit. Now, the other thing she's got going, though, is...
Yeah.
Now, she's got her old house. And she thinks
she has a house. Well, considering how much money she's made, that's probably expected.
Now, her house is worth $33 million.
Okay.
Apparently.
She made a lot of money.
And she wants it turned into an official historic landmark.
She wants to be like Elvis Presley and what's the...
Graceland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
What's she going to call it? 1989 or something?
Swiftyville. I don't know. Something like that. So,
what was Michael Jackson's ranch called? Neverland. So we could call it...
No, you never want to have it in any way associated with Neverland because bad things happened there.
You know, so you... What was that? What was her big song?
Who?
Shake It Off. So we call it the...
Shake Off the Allegation.
The Shake Ranch.
Oh, no, it's Jacko.
The Shake It Ranch.
Yeah, look, I'm not sure it's turning into a brothel, but...
No, what? Or a urinal.
All right, move on.
So she wants anyway, a house to be a historic.
She wants it to be counted,
museum, a Swift museum.
No, just as a historic landmark. She doesn't necessarily want.
Oh,
people
she just
to
wants a
in.
Plaque out the front. Yes. After she sold
one of those National Trust things.
So she wants the new owners to be lumped with a plaque on the front fence.
It's not for sale.
Oh. She well, just eventually.
She just wants it to be counted like Mount Rushmore, a historic landmark in America.
I can now know why she's gone on a break. She needs a little special assistance, doesn't she?
She went, great.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
The Geordie Shore crew.
The Geordie Shore.
They are a dirty, dirty
For those
pack
of you
of...
who don't have cable, in this case, lucky you.
Look, they are a tragic bunch of people, and they are quite obviously have a problem with their alcohol consumption.
Well, they don't have a problem with it. They just do sheet loads on it.
Yes, and it's now been revealed exactly how much
which
they
by definition
drink.
Is actually a problem. I know. Because it's not good for you. Let me put that out there.
Although I guess they have to earn their money, and the only way they earn their money is by drinking, apparently.
By looking disgraceful on television.
Yes, like, you know, weeing themselves on the dance floor and things like that.
Yeah. Actually then, having fornication under sheets while there are night cameras filming.
I know, it's like an episode of Big Brother. But worse.
But worse. Because it's normally drunk and horrible looking, like just disturbing sex.
And then, of course, they regret it because their boyfriend or girlfriend
is
finds out about
in the next room.
It. That's right.
Yeah.
But anyway, while they were filming the last season of Geordie Shore.
Which was like season 15
or something.
Oh, it's
been going for absolutely forever. It took 6 weeks for them to film the series.
Right.
Now, the amount of drinks that they had while they were actually in the house sort of thing, not including what they just randomly drank, you know.
Out at the clubs. In the, whatever. Which they go to the club every night.
But while they were just, you know, around the barbie and whatever else, over 6 weeks.
Yeah.
They drank 1,300 bottles of booze. That's 31 bottles a day.
How many in the house?
And we're talking hard liquor
How
here.
Many in the house?
This is not
what?
A bottle of beer.
16 of them or something?
No, it's not even that many. 12? It's probably 10 or something, isn't it?
So 10 of them in the house, 30 bottles a day, did you say?
Yeah, 30 bottles a day. Yeah.
So 3 bottles each a day, and that's not including going out.
This is why I said they have a problem.
Tristan.
How many... Is it over 0.1, 0.22 or something like that?
What?
You know, like with the alcohol that's in your
system.
Well,
guessing...
we don't know what the bottles were, but it doesn't really matter once you get to drinking that. You are sheet-faced and totally
I'm
out
pretty
of control.
Sure they were not right to drive, which is why they get driven everywhere.
Oh, my God.
Because they don't want to have that sort of an incident. So anyway, there you go. That's why Geordie Shore is like Geordie Shore is.
Wow.
But now we move on from alcohol consumption to a ranga orgy.
A what?
A ranga orgy.
A ranga orgy?
Yes. Ed Sheeran.
Who filmed that?
Ed Sheeran has popped up. And here we go with quote of the
day. I don't want him in the centre of a room in some sort of...
Chris, it's all about the species, all right? Here's what he said. Maybe we're only an endangered species. He's talking about redheads here.
Right.
Because nobody will sleep with us. And then he finished it with, we should all just have one big redheaded gangbang.
Look, from a scientific perspective, he's actually
right.
Wrong.
No, he's right.
No, it's a recessive gene.
Yeah, that's why if you have both of them together, you got more chance.
Oh.
Hey, look, quantity, not quality is what he's talking here.
Sure.
Rosie Dog. Time for an update.
Oh, I know.
Now, I do have to say, everyone, so she did have some little stomach troubles during the week, but apparently
every time we talk about Rosie, it comes down to stomach.
There's always a stomach trouble.
Tummy troubles,
but I will
yes.
say, it turns out, because Chris's mum, her dogs also had stomach trouble, so it turns out there's actually a bit of a bug going around the dogs.
It's probably not the same bug. They do live a long way apart.
It could be, though. So they had tummy troubles as well.
They did. And
so
Rosie
ruined our carpet even more.
Yes.
But that's okay. We're tearing it out and throwing it away at some point because it is deceased after two dogs have all had tummy troubles on it. Anyway, but the other thing she did the other day.
Oh, God.
When was the rate? Was it yesterday?
Yesterday. It was. No, it was...
No, it was yesterday.
Yesterday morning, that's right, Wednesday morning.
When it was pouring. Because
you remember Anzac Day, it rained a lot and then didn't rain and then it rained a lot again and then overnight it absolutely poured on Tuesday night. So when was it? Yeah, well, it was Anzac Day, Wednesday, wasn't it? Or was it Thursday?
She had her Oopsie Daisy?
No, it was
yesterday.
Oh, it was just Thursday.
It was yesterday, Thursday, all right, Chris.
Yeah, so Wednesday night it absolutely poured with rain. And so you said to me, can you help me get her into the car? We'll run across with the umbrella over her, keep her nice and dry,
yes,
straight in the car, which is parked in front of the front, or directly in the front door, so she won't get wet. She can get in the car.
And I won't get wet while I buckle her in and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, and so that sounded like a great plan. Now, to give you a bit of background, Rosie's a 70-kilo St. Bernard,
yep,
and we don't lift her into the car.
No, she jumps.
She does need to get in herself. So she always puts her front feet on the seat, on the back seat, and then she does the whole leap of faith,
yep,
where she kicks her back legs off, jumps in,
and
98% of the time her back feet land on the sill of the door.
Yes, it is an SUV as well.
And then she continues to climb up onto the back seats and makes herself comfortable, where she takes up the whole seat.
But.
now let's set the scene. It's pouring with rain yesterday
and the
morning.
The gutter which runs between was like a pool.
Where the car was parked, it was gushing a river through the gutter. So she had to basically get in the car while stepping across the gutter. Which she's fine with. She does it every day just because it had water in it. No. But what did she do yesterday?
She completely stuffed it up. And for the first time ever, she stuffed up her jump so bad that she missed entirely and fell backwards onto her back in the gutter. So she actually fell into the river of water. She just gave you that look of,
and then sat there, locked between the car and the gutter as the water surrounded her. And she got wetter and wetter. And we actually had to lift her out of the water because she looked so sad and she didn't know what to do. And
she was fine, by the way. She was just really wet and somewhat muddy.
And surprised by the whole thing.
Yeah. That water wasn't meant to be.
And we had to take her inside, and I used 3 large beach towels to dry her off and get her dry. And then about 15 minutes later, we did the second attempt. In fact, I got you to move the car to the laneway where it was an easier jump.
Yeah. And so eventually we got her in the car, dried her off. I got wet. Chris got wet. And we drove off and found out by the time I got to work that we'd even forgotten her lead.
Yeah.
So I had to hold her on just the car seat thing. For the whole, that was very unpleasant. Anyway. So there's Rosie Dog's Oopsie Daisy.
The Rosie Dog goes, Oopsie Daisy. She missed jumping in the car and fell in the puddle instead and got very wet.
Hooray for us.
70 kilos of St. Bernard drowned.
Made her 80 kilos.
Yes.
We're going to have a family outing.
I know.
It's going to be Uncle Chris and Uncle Cam, our little niece Ava, and Ava's dad, Drew.
Yes.
Her mother is not coming.
No.
She was
She's taking the option to have the day off because she's got 3 other men to take her daughter away on the one day of the week she's supposed to spend with her daughter. But not that I'm being judgmental about her motherhood.
Oh, I've already been very judgy with her today. Don't worry. I know. And what
we'll get in trouble from all the working mothers for picking on her.
No, I'm just picking
Sunday
on my sister.
Sunday.
And it's my sister. Look, there's details. But anyway, we don't go there. Well, we do, but we don't. Now, we're all going to bundle ourselves into the territory, and we're heading up to Sovereign Hill.
I know. Whose idea was this?
Mine.
Oh, God.
I love Sovereign Hill. And we haven't been there for so long, and so it'll be really good to go up there.
Well,
with
we haven't been
kid.
There since we've had someone who might be under
That's
7
what I mean.
Who'd want to go there.
Under 40.
When was the last time you went?
I went with you. We went up there.
Why?
I don't know why we went there, but
I don't
we
know
did
why
at some
we
point.
Went either.
We took Phil.
Oh, he was from Sydney.
Yeah,
he'd never been.
Yep.
That's right.
And we were, yeah.
Yeah.
But now we're going with a 5-year-old.
So it'll be way
so
more
good.
Fun.
I know. And I'm
because
do...
you see the world through a 5-year-old's eyes.
And I kind of have 5-year-old eyes, so, you know. So it's going to be good. And we're doing all those things that
I always knew if I needed to find a way to describe your talent, Cam. See the world through a 5-year-old's eyes. It's Cam on Joy.
But we're going to do all those things that my parents, and I'm guessing your parents, would never let us actually do when we went to
Sovereign
Hill.
Well, they were never organised enough.
Because, well, also they wouldn't pay for it.
That's right. You go up there, but then not pay for anything when you're there because you'd already paid the entrance fee.
Yeah, only the free things.
And it's actually really expensive.
I know. Yeah. Actually, it is. So anyway. But we're going to do the old-timey, dressy-uppy photo thing.
Yes, which we had to book for because I told you had to book for
it. Yes, and I did. I booked for it. We're in there at 3 o'clock on Sunday.
So it'll be a very male-dominated adults in the picture with our niece Ava.
Yes.
Because her mum won't be there.
No. And we're going to let...
She'll have to make up a story. It's like she got adopted on a...
No. We'll just say that her mother's, you know, in jail or something. So we're gonna let Ava's...
Maybe we'll take a photo of her mother and get her and face on the wanted photos.
Oh, we might do that, actually, yeah. We're going to let Ava pick everybody's outfits for the old-timey dressy-uppy.
She's dressing us.
Well, we don't get to choose.
You're letting Ava pick.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So this could be...
Did you warn her already this is happening?
No, but I'm going to let her. She's picking everything. So she'll be in the most frilly outfit you've ever seen. And she'll possibly put us in a filly outfit. I don't know, but we'll see.
Oh, God.
So we're going to do that. We're going to go on the coach ride.
Yes.
We're going to go panning for gold.
Yes.
We're going to do the gold tour underneath
the
ground.
We're going to do the mine
thing.
Tour.
That's
it.
The mine tour, not the undergroundy thing.
That's a bit like, that's a bit like the scary ride at Luna Park. She might actually get a bit scared.
No.
No?
They don't have anything that jumps out at you. And she's a big girl now. Oh, she doesn't get scared anymore by the ghost train because she's a big girl. That was when she was a baby.
Oh, right. She's all right.
According to her.
Right.
So we're going to do all those things. So it should be very exciting. So we'll put the photos up on our Facebook page next week.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see what kind of travesty has befallen us in the old-timey outfits.
At Sovereign Hill.
But I'm kind of looking forward to it, to go with a little kid.
Yes.
Because it'll be fun.
Yes.
Hopefully we don't get too muddy and all that sort of thing.
You do realise that she will go with school at some time.
Yeah, because all schools go to... Do they still do that? Do schools still go to Sovereign Hill?
Well, although she goes to a snob school, so maybe not.
They might go somewhere classier.
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
the town in Cooey.
We've got a school excursion coming up. We're going to Aspen.
What's that? Yeah, you know that school. She probably will.
Time for that movie news I've been promising you. Now, it's actually varied movie news. There's a lot to go through, okay? So you ready?
Go.
Relax, go.
Go.
Avatar. You remember that movie?
Blue movie.
It was huge for a while.
Blue people.
And then all of a sudden, I think we've all forgotten it now. So they are still working on the sequels, apparently.
Was it Abrams? Josh Abrams, the producer? The same
No, James Cameron.
Oh, James Cameron.
The man who made Titanic, speaking of forgettable movies. He's working on the sequels still, apparently. They've been pushed back even further.
Oh, I thought you were going to tell me it's ready to go.
No. The three sequels. Now, get this. We've already reached the point of forgetting about the original and not really giving a damn. But
I think he'll have to do a George Lucas and rework the original.
I know.
Yeah. Oh, look, to make this interesting.
Here's one I butchered earlier. The first sequel, Avatar 2, will be coming out in December 2020.
That's still another 3 years away. When did Avatar come out?
The original one was actually a few years ago now. I can't remember exactly when, but it was quite a few years ago. Okay. Avatar 3 will be in 2021.
All right, well, that's standard.
Avatar 4 will be in 2024. And Avatar 5, that's right, they're already planning Avatar, will be 2025. So I just don't care.
Hang on, Avatar came out in 2009. The sequel comes out 11 years later.
Can we say we've forgotten?
Is the Australian actor in it?
Possibly.
You know, what was his name?
Even,
Sam Worthington?
Yeah, he might even drag his wife along. What's her name? Lara Bingle.
He'll be looking a bit old.
Oh, it's all right. It's all digital anyway. You don't have to actually see him.
Okay.
He's turned into a monster by the end of it, the blue person.
Oh, true. Yes.
Because didn't his other body die?
Yeah.
Yeah, see? Oh, so it's not a problem.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it'll be all CGI.
Yeah, they'll probably have Sophie Monk in it too. and speaking of old dinosaurs... the next Indiana Jones movie has been pushed back.
Oh.
Now, this is unfortunate.
Well, this is a problem because, you know, what's his name could knock off the mortal keel at any second.
And the way,
you know,
way he flies a plane.
You know, we need to get Star Wars out of the way and make sure that he makes it to the... He's already dead.
He's dead in Star Wars.
Oh, yeah, they did the right thing. They killed him off.
Because don't forget, and also the way Harrison Ford flies planes, he's already crashed the plane once. He nearly crashed his plane into a jet because he landed on the wrong one runway. I don't know if he's going to make it.
No.
Because they pushed it back. The untitled film and unfilmed film will now not be released until 2019.
It's unfilmed.
Well, they've got to finish it.
I don't think Harrison's going to make it.
I think they filmed a poster. That's about it.
Right.
So that's been pushed back.
Okay.
So who knows if they'll make that. We've confirmed the third film in the Star Wars trilogy is coming out not at Christmas 2019. It's coming out in May 2019. They've brought it forward by six months.
Because we've got the new one coming out at the end of this year.
Christmas this year.
Which is the second one.
The final appearance of Carrie Fisher.
No, 17 months later for the third one. Yes. That's all right.
It's actually
pretty
quicker
good.
Than otherwise. Disney have also announced in their raft of remakes the live action version of The Lion King. Haven't seen the movie.
Hated the stage play.
But that's awful. There's a movie version of that with people in it coming in July 2019. Yeah. Frozen 2, Little Girls Rejoice, is coming out in 2019 as well.
Let it be.
Yeah, something like that. So it's like, oh, really? So I'm not very impressed by that. So there you go. There's all the new ones that are coming.
Well, I'm impressed by the Star Wars news. That's good news.
That's good. Mm. Indiana Jones, that's risky. And Lion King and Frozen, don't give a damn. Avatar, oh, I'm so bored already.
Hey, talking of amazing things on our screens, though, The Voice is back.
Can I just say?
First week, this week.
Can I just say?
Yeah.
A couple of great things about it.
Yeah.
Haven't seen much Sonia Kruger. Brilliant.
Yeah, I know. They've cut her right out.
Yeah.
Amazing. They've been listening to us.
I know.
They finally worked out she's not very good.
And next, they should just drop her off somewhere and forget. Boy George.
Love Boy George.
He's brilliant.
Love George. He's got such a personality.
I know. If I was there, I'd be team Boy George, although it would be team to
Delta. I think you're already team Boy George.
Yeah. I've got to say, Seal, I see why we were bored with him last
time. Why did they bring him back?
He's too serious. I don't like him.
He's just a pain in the ass.
You know, whereas Delta's still fabulous. Delta is
fabulous. And in fact, if anything, Delta's more feisty and more
flirty.
Way more, and flirty.
She was flirting big time with that boy.
Oh, yeah.
And it worked.
Yeah. I know.
Well, he gave her a flower. He wanted a bit of Delta.
I know.
He might get his way.
He might. Although I think she's in a relationship now, but she doesn't talk about those things publicly anymore because she's sung about every boyfriend she ever had, so now she doesn't anymore.
Boyfriends only get sung about once they're ex-boyfriends.
Yeah.
Okay. But now I'm really liking The Voice this year.
And I have to say, I'm also enjoying Kelly Rowland. I was a bit worried after Everybody Dance Now.
Which was atrocious.
She came out as a judge and it was dreadful. But no, she's quite good on The Voice.
She's got a bit of sass.
She does. She's very, very black American. Like, she's like...
Oh, she's a lot of girlfriend coming along.
Yeah, there's a lot of girlfriend, you know, I'm gonna tell you. But that's okay. That's who she is.
I know.
And it's amazing.
And she's fabulous.
Yeah.
Way better than Beyonce.
More interesting.
I said it.
Yeah. Yeah. I like Kelly.
No. If you're not watching The Voice, I say do yourself a favour and tune yourself in. Just ignore it when Seal talks, but you'll enjoy the other three.
Kelly.
Oh, and there's contestants singing or something as well.
Yeah. That's all right.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.